Time for business now with Giles Bickford. Giles.
Thank you, Corin Atamaria. Well, the number of business company liquidations has hit a 9-year high, with the construction and retail sectors particularly feeling the economic pinch. Credit Bureau Centric says consumer arrears edged higher in March after a drop in February. About 463,000 borrowers are behind in their repayments, although for many it's just one payment in particular, and that's to about 13% of the credit active population. For company liquidations, they're up 19% in March, and credit defaults are up 16% for businesses. Centric's Managing Director Keith McLaughlin says stress in the business sector means lenders are being cautious.
When you look at the risk that lenders or credit providers take on board, they are far more cautious now than they need to be, but bearing in mind they also need to make sales. So it's the balance between saying, do I enter into a transaction with a risk or do I walk away from it? And the difficulty for businesses when deciding whether or not to enter into a contract.
Keith McLaughlin says businesses are also facing a tougher stance from the IRD over unpaid taxes. Higher mortgage interest rates are deterring home buyers despite more choice in the housing market. CoreLogic's house price index fell 0.1% in April, with values down 11% from their peak. The national house price is sitting close to, or the average is at $934,000. CoreLogic's chief property economist Kelvin Davidson says looming debt to income restrictions are less of an issue at the moment for would-be buyers.
I don't think the prospect of caps on debt-to-income ratios will really be affecting behaviour too much right now. I think the bigger thing is simply mortgage rates. If you want to get a mortgage, can you service it? Can you meet those current interest rates? That's probably the thing that people are more worried about right now, and potentially saying, OK, well, if I can handle it now, well, the medium-term outlook is for mortgage rates to fall.
Kelvin Davidson says house market activity is expected to be between 15 and 20% below normal this year. And other figures that were out this morning for the property sector from realestate.co.nz also highlights the nationwide decline in property demand. Asking prices little change for more than a year at around $869,000. Well, the Reserve Bank will be keenly watching this morning's labour market numbers for more signs of an easing in wage pressures. The scrapping of the mandate of sustainable employment was one of the new government's first actions. But truth be told, the RBNZ has always followed labour numbers very closely, especially wages, which it sees as a key driver of inflation. Well, they're not expected to ease much, if at all, with annual growth of around 3.8%. ASB senior economist Mark Smith says that won't be low enough to change the RBNZ's interest rate policy.
So what we have seen has been the Reserve Bank trying to engineer a slowdown in terms of labour demand to try and get the labour cost growth to levels more consistent with the inflation target. So the Reserve Bank will be encouraged with labour cost growth falling, but there's still quite a long way to go. At the moment, the problem is still inflation. It remains too high for the Reserve Bank to be comfortable with. So we're likely to see Reserve Bank keeping the foot firmly on the brake pedal and to try and drive inflation low.
Well, Mark Smith expects the official cash rate to stay unchanged until early next year. And expectations are that unemployment will edge up to 4.2% from 4% in the December quarter, not because of job losses, but because of a surplus of workers chasing fewer jobs that are being created. It's 3 minutes to seven. Let's have a look at how financial markets are faring. And Wall Street is weaker. Speaking of labour costs, there was a stronger than expected rise in them in the US. And that, of course, points to persistent inflation. Further dampened hopes of an interest rate cut this year. The Federal Reserve puts out its latest decision about this time tomorrow morning. At the moment, the Dow Jones average is down 1.2%. The S&P 500 is down 1.1%. The Nasdaq is 1.3% lower. The local top 50 index gained 41 points, about a third of a percent, sitting just around 11,958. And the New Zealand dollar, it's taken a bit of a fall in the wake of those US wage numbers. So it's trading at 59 US cents, just under 91 Australian, 47.2 pence, 55.3 euro cents, 93 yen, and 4.27 yuan. Brent crude oil is down 50 cents at $87.85 US a barrel. And gold has taken a real tumble. It's down $40. That's about 2.7% at $2,294 US dollars an ounce. And time to tell you that the Commerce Commission has cleared New Zealand Post's bid to acquire the courier business of PBT Group. Commission initially was a little bit nervous about it, suggesting that it might have an impact on competition, but it says it's satisfied the deal will not substantially lessen competition.